I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today on the road in Shelby County, and I am part of the Indiana Barn Foundation barn tour that's taking place in Shelby County, and I am with the one and only
Randy Miles.
Randy is a board member, also a volunteer with the Indiana Barn Foundation.
I also coordinate the assessment of heritage barns that we do as a service around the state.
Randy, we are at a rather unique barn here in southeastern Shelby County, Indiana, that has been around for 114 years. What can you tell me about the Rudisell Montgomery Barn? Of course, you can see photos at HoosierAgToday.com, but what can you tell me about the barn that we're standing inside right now?
Okay, it is a 12-sided polygonal barn that was built for horses, and it is one of the smallest barns I've seen of that nature. And normally those barns built for dairy, and so it was built for horses, and it has a dormer over the front entryway, which is very unique. I've never seen one like that before.
What I find fascinating, because from the road it looks like a round barn, but it's actually 12-sided, which was even rather unique for the time that it was built in 1910. Is that right, Randy?
Oh, yes. Very, very unique, because as I understand the history of Indiana, there were probably only about 12 to 14 that were ever built of that structure in the state.
You mentioned that it was built originally for horses, but then the barn was renovated at some point, sometime we're guessing around 1930-ish, when the family brought in dairy cattle. Is that right?
Yes, that is the case. And it's very common for many settings like this, whether it be a round barn or a rectangular barn, is that there'd be a lot of local creameries, et cetera, and so there was a need for milk. So families got beefed up, so to speak, and would milk maybe 5 to 10 cows, and then take the milk and cream to the local source that was needed for ice cream and other products.
What's keeping this barn here since 1910, Randy?
Well, again, it's a very small polygonal barn, and we have the timber frame or the structure of four posts and the pegs in there, that the smallness of the diameter is such that the interior has really held it intact. And so, considering it's 114 years, it's withstood a lot, and it needs some help, but it's going to have a good chance of coming out of it with a proper inputs into it.
In terms of Indiana's barn history, Indiana farm history, so many of these barns have unfortunately deteriorated. They've been destroyed because of nature. Perhaps new farmers come along and decided, you know what, I don't need a barn from 1910 that's sitting here on the property. There's an effort, a very strong effort by Indiana Barn Foundation to save these barns, because this is, much like antique tractors, antique farm equipment, a very important part of Indiana's farm history and farm heritage, that this is a living museum.
Oh, it truly is. And the other thing is it's part of our settlement history. And so we always look at historic buildings in Indianapolis or large cities. Well, these encumber a large part of the state. And a lot of the heritage you grew up with, I grew up with, most people that are on the street, we owe our existence and our heritage to these. And so one of our efforts, not only to maintain these, but one that is not out there very often, I like to really accentuate, is if you can show that it is a timber frame structure in the form of mortise and tenon, built before 1950, capable of storing hay, grain, or housing livestock, you can get a property tax exemption. And because a lot of people say, well, it's an old barn, I can't put large equipment in it like today's equipment. I can put the old Oliver 66 in there, but I only have one of those and such, and I'm paying taxes on it. So we got this passed a few years ago before I came on board, and it's one that has garnered a lot of publicity, and I'm probably not held in high view of two or three county assessors, but it is a possibility there, and it's helped save some barns.
If folks, perhaps they own an historic barn, a very unique barn like the one that we're standing inside that was built in 1910. It doesn't have to be a 12-sided polygonal barn, but is something that's unique, something that's historic, a barn that's been around and has withstood the test of time. And folks want to get a hold of you and the Indiana Barn Foundation. How's the best way that they can do that?
The best way is go to our website, indianabarns.org. We have quite a few areas there, but one is to request a free assessment of your heritage barn. And what we do is come out, take a look at it, because a lot of people want to know, when was it built? Why was it built that way? And they want some input into renovation, because they love having that. It was maybe part of their childhood or their grandparents owned it. And what we do is come assess it, give them information, a best estimate of when it was built, why certain features are there, and then some possible renovation inputs as to how you can help save it, maintain it, and then utilize it from there. And so it's one that is a lot of fun and gives a lot of input to people. I've seen two or three people here in Shelby County that I've done that in the last couple of years come up to me today and say, I want to show my barn that I've renovated. And so mission accomplished.
Once again, Randy Miles, he's on the board for the Indiana Barn Foundation, also a volunteer. And Randy, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. It's been an honor to do so, and it's been a joy to be part of this.